Our guest at the cafe this morning, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John Mark?
I'm grand, and you are the editor of?
Editor of the Journal of Bullying and Social Aggression, and also the Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction.
Has it always been the Journal of Bullying and Social Aggression?
Journal of Bullying and Social Aggression.
Okay, I thought maybe the name had changed.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because we're going to be talking about bullying, one of the topics that we're addressing this morning. And the Department of Psychology, Counseling, and Special Education recently hosted a conference on bullying in honor of Dr. Richard Lampe.
Yes.
And tell us who Richard Lampe was.
Richard Lampe served in the Department of Counseling here at the university for a number of years. And Richard is known throughout the state, throughout the region, throughout the nation. Richard did a tremendous amount of work with the Texas Counseling Association, and his area of teaching focused on preparing school counselors in the K-12 environment. He's a wonderful person.
We hear a lot about bullying these days, and do you think there's more bullying than there used to be? Or are we simply more conscious of it because of social media and just all of the media that we are bombarded with all the time?
I think it's just a combination of all those factors that are out there today. And anything that we can do here at the university to train individuals and bring about an awareness to bullying and social aggression, that's what we're doing. One of the issues that we're dealing with, John Mark, is in the area of cyber bullying and things that are going on there.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, with the who's Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. What is there something about social media that encourages bullying?
Well, I think for the most part, as you know, with social media, you can have an alias and use that online, and it's very difficult to track it. So individuals that are desirous to inflict harm or do something against another individual can just hide behind the keyboard and remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm. When I was a child and you heard someone say bullying, you thought more of physical mm-hmm. type bullying. Today it seems to be more psychological.
Psychological.
Although there is physical too.
Sure. Physical continues to exist. You have the emotional bullying that's associated with it. And of course, dealing with cyber bullying today, and all aspects of it can be very harmful and damaged to the person that's actually been bullied.
Yeah. Do you see this at the college level? It seems like it's more so what we typically think of middle school kids and so on, but
it's important to understand you also have what's called workplace bullying as well, that can happen in any type of business, can happen in higher education as well. So bullying is not just exclusive for the K-12 environment. It's in the workplace. It's in higher education as well. And one of the things that we try to do here at the university is provide services for all of our students, whether it's in the counseling center over in the Halliday Student Services Building or the community counseling clinic that we have here in Binion Hall. Individuals can call and get assistance.
Mm-hmm. Of course, in the worst case, we do hear cases of people that are so disturbed by this that they take their own life, and especially young kids.
Yeah, there have been many documented cases associated with that. But one of the things we're trying to do with this Richard Lampe Day, John Mark, is to get the message out, to educate mental health professionals, so in turn that they can work with their constituents and letting the individuals know that there is, assistance for those that are being bullied.
Seems like schools, I was reading a little bit about this, schools are getting more involved. A while back you would hear, seems as if the principal would say there's not much we can do about it, but it seems the schools are developing ways to deal with it.
Schools are getting involved in it. The legislature has gotten involved with it. There are parameters in place and guidelines and so forth that school districts have a zero tolerance policy regarding it.
Okay. Lavelle, how's that hot chocolate?
That hot chocolate is great today, John. Oh. Mike, I assure you of that.
A little cinnamon maybe with that?
It's excellent today.
Okay. Of course, we've been visiting with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.